Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time here on Money Life. And we love getting the picks from Tom Lydon, not just because Tom's fun to talk with, but because there's really a lot you can learn about portfolio construction and how you want to do this. I mean, there are folks who will tell you they really want to keep it simple and they want to own, you know, three or four things. And I like simplicity, but I also like the ability to take advantage of what you see out there. And that's what they do at Global Trends Asset Management and at ETF Trends. Tom is the president of Global Trend Asset Management, and he is the editor of ETF Trends. You can get more information at ETFTrends.com or on Twitter at ETF Trends. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Wisdom Tree Emerging Markets Equity Income Fund, ticker DEM.
Ticker symbol DEM, the Wisdom Tree Emerging Markets Equity Income Fund. Of course, Tom, a lot of folks nervous right now about emerging markets. So why this fund at this time?
This is going to be one of those cases, Chuck, where we talk about something that doesn't make people feel that comfortable. You know, market's been suffering a little bit from the threat of the potential U.S. government shutdown and the debt ceiling debates. And emerging markets, comparatively, especially to U.S. domestic equities this year, has underperformed dramatically. But I think as we look at emerging markets going forward, and a lot of times when we talk about ETFs, we talk about long-term allocations. We know that growth in developing economies still outpace developed economies. So we're going to continue to see more opportunity in emerging markets in the coming years. Now is a great time, since emerging markets have underperformed, to look at this area, number one. And number two, specific to this Wisdom Tree ETF, it's got a great yield. Currently, the yield is almost 6% based on the dividend strategy that the folks at Wisdom Tree have put in place.
For those nervous investors, there is a moral to the story, which is if you only invest where you're comfortable, you're not really going to capture the trends, right?
Well, that's it. And, you know, if people have been selling their global positions to buy domestic positions because the U.S. has been one of the top performers this year, what's going to happen next year when potentially global markets and emerging markets catch up? So it's always nice to look at opportunities, especially in a diversified ETF like this, that are not just, it's not just in China, it's not just in Latin America, it's not just in, you know, areas like South Africa and Eastern Europe, but it's got a good diversification around the world, number one. And again, these folks at Wisdom Tree have done a great job selecting companies that have some very generous yield distributions.
Let's talk a little bit about how this fund works, because on the one hand, folks are going to be nervous. Again, Wisdom Tree Emerging Markets Equity Income, DEM. So it's not the, hey, let's go be aggressive. It's equity income. That's a little bit more conservative. But they got to figure out how it fits into their portfolio. And what kind of role does this one play? What kind of allocation do you think people should be making towards it?
Well, you're right, Chuck. I mean, from a global standpoint, you could use this for a position diversifying your emerging markets allocation. But also, this is one of the big things going forward, and you and I have spent a lot of time talking about potential rate risk and what that might do to domestic income positions. So what we need to do as we have an income strategy, start to understand what rising rates can do to your income allocations and start to diversify away from treasuries, away from municipals, and to some degree away from corporates in a way that you can if we actually do start to see rising rates here in the U.S., maybe the continued growth that we see overseas may not have as negative effect on the income portion of portfolios, and especially where they're dividend-paying stocks that come into play. So I would say this, trying to keep things simple, this is a very well-diversified ETF, even though it's based in the emerging markets. But I would say take 20% of your emerging market allocation and consider this, and also it would give you an opportunity to pare down a little bit in your treasury and your municipal portfolio. This is also something that you'd want to hold as long as it stays above its long-term 200-day moving average.
Well, there you go. You just answered exactly what my next question was going to be, which was what was going to be the selling conditions. And out of curiosity, and I know it's tough to look ahead and say, but if this were to become a fund where it fell below the 200-day moving average, what would you do at that point? Because you want to keep an allocation towards international and emerging markets. You just don't want this fund anymore. How are you changing the portfolio when that happens?
Yeah, so a couple things. Number one, I think we're going to see growth do better than income down the road. But if you do have a position like this that can be volatile in nature and it does go below its 200-day average, just keep that portion in cash. And then eventually it'll go back above. And I would recommend, again, this is not for the faint of heart, but it is pretty well diversified from an income standpoint and an emerging market standpoint. But this allows you with some type of stop loss in place as well.
Well, it is the WisdomTree Emerging Markets Equity Income Fund, ticker symbol DEM. It is the ETF of the week. A good place to position some of your international / emerging markets money. As you heard Tom talk about, nice chunk of the portfolio, but not too big. If you want more information, check out ETFtrends.com. Follow them on Twitter at ETFtrends and follow Tom's personal Twitter account, which is at Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining me on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
There is much more to go on the Thursday, October the 10th edition of Money Life. You don't want to miss a minute. Up next, it's the big interview when Money Life continues.